Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
I'm J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. J. Will here, Bart Scott, Alan Hahn, Bart and Hahn. Kicking it with Jay. You know, you can play against Key, J, and Z on ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up at ESPN.com/bracket. Download the Tournament Challenge app. Jay's already done it. Filled his out.
Just because, you know, Key Squad, USC, they're going to go deep in the tournament. I just feel it. Evan Mobley, guy inside-out presence. And the fact that Key's team is in the tournament and my team is not in the tournament, just been a year for L.A. sports.
I see what you're doing.
I'm happy for Key. He deserves it right now. It just still pains me to say.
He will be insufferable, by the way, throughout the entire tournament after every win.
You know it.
Yeah, we do know this. So you can search KJZ or if you want, Bart and Hahn as well. We'll have one, I think. Bart, you filled one out, didn't you?
I think.
Yeah, exactly. Abracadabra.
I'm told we are supposed to. All right, so Andy Dalton goes to the Bears. Ryan Fitzpatrick goes to Washington. And the question now in New York is, are all the options pretty much dried up for the Jets if they were going to trade Sam Darnold? That's something that Rich Cimini did bring up last week when talking about the Jets. And, you know, should they be a little more aggressive if they are planning to move on from Sam? Should they do something sooner rather than later? Bart, you said no. So those options are gone. Now, Diana Rossini tweeted that she spoke to a source from Washington about the possibility of the team trading for Sam Darnold. And she said, I was simply told, quote, don't waste your time.
Wow.
So clearly no interest there, or maybe no interest on the Jets side of things. That remains to be seen. Now, Joe Douglas did say, if somebody calls, I'm going to take the call.
Of course.
Because that's what you do. But are we overrating Sam Darnold? Is there maybe not as much interest in him as we might think or might want to believe? Because if the Bears could have traded for him, wouldn't that have been at least a more interesting option than a retread?
Yeah, but you're not going to move heaven and earth for Sam Darnold. So how are you going to make it worth the Jets' wild if you're not giving a first-round draft pick, a second-round draft pick, or something like that? And the Jets don't know who will be their answer. Right now, all the Jets have to do is kick the can down the road. They have more options than most teams. They have a lot of draft equity. You don't think it's going to be a great quarterback next year? Well, if it's a great quarterback next year and the Jets don't have a great year, they're going to be positioned in the top 10 again with two first-round draft picks, right, with the opportunity if they move back this year to get three. So I think that they don't have to make a rush decision because their general manager, their coach, have job security. Now it's time for Joe Douglas to start, you know, making some winning moves.
Yes.
But he's only really had one draft. And if you look at what the first draft that he did, he brought in a lot of quality players. And he was like, all right, well, you know, this Mims guy, he looks like he can play, right? You know, you look at, you know, Davis, oh, he can play.
You look at Becton,
like he's a stud, right? So, like, and he picked him over a lot of other choices at that time. So he shows that he has an eye for talent. And now what is he going to do with nine draft picks? If he has an eye for talent, what is he going to do with nine draft picks in the first three rounds?
Sam Darnold needs to stay here in New York. He needs to stay another year for the Jets.
And he needs that? You mean just himself personally needs that?
I do, because I think he can be the key. I really do. I watched him play this whole year, and every time I watch him play, I'm like, the talent is there.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like he's been at a situation where he's played where this team has been complete, where they've had all their options on the field offensively. And he runs for his life, but he can move out of the pocket, right? He's dynamic. And I've been saying this since the beginning of the year when our show started. It's like, man, I can only imagine – Sam Darnold playing in the Kyle Shanahan offense, right? I was saying that. I was like, it would unlock him. He would be incredible. Mike LaFleur comes.
Yep.
Boom, passing game coordinator. Spent the past three seasons with San Francisco. Okay, I like this pairing that we're starting to see. I think we're actually starting to surround Sam Darnold with the right pieces to unlock him right here in New York.
Well, it's only been 3 years. So Rich Cimini tweeted this morning, on this day in 2018, Bart, do you remember this? The Jets made a St. Patrick's Day blockbuster trade with the Colts. It allowed them to move up in the draft to get Sam Darnold. 3 years later, his future up in the air.
Yeah.
Now, Diana Rossini also was on NFL Live, and this was a while back, and she said that no one in the league is giving up on Sam Darnold anytime soon.
I live in the New York area, and I can tell you, not everyone's really hot on Sam Darnold. Yet when you talk to the football experts, the coaches, the GMs, even an owner that I spoke to at the Combine once, they all think Sam Darnold can play. So until I think people start giving up on him, those that know what they're doing, Sam Darnold has so much potential to be successful. It's just whether or not it's going to be in New York or not.
So no one's giving up on him. He's had, this will be his third head coach. This will be yet another offensive coordinator.
Or his first head coach.
His first real head coach.
Well, he did have Todd for 1 year, but
that's true.
Still, this is, for Sam, it's obviously a critical year for him. But for the Jets, as you've talked about, how they have to make themselves that attractive franchise to get on lists like the one that Russell Wilson made. What are you laughing at?
Because, man, Sam Darnold was like damn near the same age as Joe Burrow. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we sit here talking about that. Like, he's damn near – he's a baby, man. He's 23 years old. Like, what are we talking about? You gave up heaven and earth to move up to get him. You gave up on Nelson. You could have got, you know, one of the best guards of a generation. Yep. And so, like, you can't give up on him without knowing. You better make sure. You don't want to end up – listen, look at the last quarterback that Adam Gase ruined. Like, he only was in the MVP running in Ryan Tannehill down in Tennessee. You don't want to be that guy, like, where Sam goes somewhere and shines. You're like, well, yeah, you know, Zach Wilson, good luck. You know, you don't know where he's going to be.
But at least you know who Sam is.
Yes.
And that's what you need to find out. But I'll tell you what, if midway through the season you realize, okay, all right, he's definitely not the guy.
You put him in bubble wrap.
Then you're in a great position, though. Then you're in a great position with some of the picks that you've been able to attain. Then you can go after a guy like Russell Wilson.
But that is the concern at two. Because what if that quarterback, whoever it is taking it to, and everybody thinks it might be Zach Wilson, what if he turns into that?
What's the hit rate? Well, what's the hit rate on that, though?
Didn't we do that?
Yes, recently? We did that. What's the hit rate?
I mean, same with the NBA. Like, guys, second. Top 10, you're like, oh, he's a top 10 pick. How many top 10
30% chance he becomes an all-star.
Exactly.
And in the NFL, what did I do?
It was like 14. I just made it up. They don't know. I just made it up.
No, a top 10 quarterback taken since 2000.
Three of them, right?
It was the hit rate for that player becoming a franchise quarterback. I believe it was like 30%, right? 20%?
Yeah, it's like three people.
Very low percentage.
You think about Eli Manning,
most of them were
Peyton
busts.
Manning. Like, everybody.
So two or three people out of 10.
Like,
wow.
A handful, like, would go on
and
to
Andrew
become a
Luck.
Franchise.
Yeah. I think Andrew Luck, and that was
it. Yeah, franchise. So it's amazing. But when you think about it again, going back to what the Jets are. So if they can develop Sam into something that other teams now will say, well, I love him, still young, like you said, and he had a really good year with the Jets. The Jets looking like that franchise now that has sort of come out of the dregs, the Phoenix rising from the ashes. All of a sudden, that's a stable franchise. Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, this is what they're trying to do. If you're Russell Wilson and you don't get moved, which probably not for this year, are the Jets a team you add? Do you expand your list? And then maybe the Jets, New York, Sierra. Does it become like,
hey, to Apollo?
Already got a home here.
Exactly. A crib here. It all makes sense. Big market, happy wife, happy life. You know, it's the best of both worlds. You talk about branding and being able to do something off the field. You Russell Wilson, he's got his good man, like, clothing line. You know, he's got a lot of aspirations off the field. If you win in New York, you can write your ticket for everything. I'm living off Can't Wait, and we ain't even win. You know what I'm saying? So just imagine if Russell Wilson, just imagine if Russell Wilson came here and balled out and became the face of a franchise and kind of changed the narrative and took over the town.
It's been shocking because you feel like it's been a twist of this character, right? Because the Russell Wilson that I've known for a while was a little bit quiet, a little bit passive, and now, you know, considering
his wife put the swag up in him.
Man, there's a lot on the cover of GQ magazine to a degree, right? Like, it's a different Russ.
The one that got me was him and Sierra laying in the bed, and he got the chain on. And they're like, yeah, what's up, Seattle? Like, bro, nobody wears a chain.
That's not
to
how
bed.
Seattle knows you, man. Yeah, nobody, Seattle doesn't know that Russ.
Yeah, nobody wears a chain to bed, bro. Like, first of all, it gets stuck in the taco meat. Secondly, it gets stuck in your girl hair. Stop playing, Russ. That was staged, man. Quick, keep it real, son.
But there is a part.
When keeping it real goes wrong, man.
There is a part of me, though, like within this new age, that does like that Russ feels like he needs to be heard. My only thing is that, you know, instead of having your agent come out and say, hey, because Key and Allen talked me into this the other day.
Yeah.
Because I was part of the believers that said, hey, nothing wrong with coming out and talking. Because in my world, in NBA world, I can say I want to be part of the Laker organization without trying to take over LeBron James' spot. Right?
Yeah.
But in football, if you're a quarterback, like, I'm coming at Dak's spot if I'm saying, hey.
That's personal.
Dallas Cowboys, I'm available. But I do like the fact that Russell is being a little bit more aggressive in his approach. I just want him to own it. He hasn't said anything.
Be the bad guy.
This is what it is. If you don't want to be there, either handle it internally, and if you're not, then come out and say something. But just don't be quiet. Don't be quiet.
That's what's been happening right now, and that's what. But again, what Shefty says is that the Seattle let the Bears know we're not moving him right now. Yeah, so the right now part is what keeps everybody hanging on. And if you're the Jets, if you're Woody Johnson,
you're Miami.
That keeps you hanging on, and obviously Miami. But just again, from the Jet perspective, because they're that franchise that no one would want to go to, make yourself to a point where you are a team. You're in the market that a lot of people would want to be in.
Like the Knicks.
So we'll see where it happens. Like it is Knicks. Very similar to the Knicks as well, and maybe even the New York Mets. We shall see.
What's going on in New York, man? A lot of teams just trying to make themselves
trying to
look
turn
decent.
This thing around. Let's it's bring it back to the 90s. Baby. Why don't we? Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Bart Scott, Alan Hahn in for Key and Zubin. Brought to you by Mako. Was 2020 full of dings, dents, and scratches? You bet. Using your tax refund at Mako can help refresh your ride with your refund at Mako. To undo a little bit of last year, head to Mako.com to get a free online estimate today. Uh-oh, better get Mako. So let's move on to March Madness. And John Gallagher head coach at Hartford, joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. It's brought to you by Wendy's, proud sponsor of the 2021 John R. Wooden Men's and Women's Player of the Year. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. I guess I could say it's a long time coming, not just for the program, but for you, because a year ago at this time, you were kind of hoping to be in that position, didn't get the chance to experience it. So a year later, you get it done. What are the feelings? What are the emotions? What are you just going through right now before we talk about the daunting task of the 16 versus 1?
36 years for the program, 11 for myself. Last year, the game gets canceled. It's like I remember sitting on my desk and silently cursing Rudy Gobert out.
We all were.
Hey, how can I go this long? Life's about making memories, either good or bad, especially in sports, and we didn't even get to make a memory. So it was – basically, this year has been like 2 years. So it's been a great experience just to get here. Jay, you understand it. Mm-hmm. I mean, at this level, it's one bid. Everything is on the line in March. And, you know, we've had the four best years in school history. Two championship games, one championship. But when you're knocking on the door like we have for this long, you don't know if you're ever going to get here. And to get here, it's surreal.
John, you guys finished fourth in the American East throughout the regular season. You guys then win the American East tournament. Tell me something, like dummy it down for me, because people are trying to really assess a lot of teams right now, a field of 68. But obviously you got guys like Austin Williams and Tracy Carter, two talented guys. What makes your team different? What do we need to know about your team headed into March Madness?
Yeah, so, Jay, great question. The games we lost in conference, five of the six, we got in foul trouble. We're not deep. Tracy Carter and Austin Williams, like Tracy Carter, like I heard someone say this last night on air, he could be the best defender in the tournament from the guard spot. He's from South Philly, played at Marquette, transferred to LaSalle, then came to us. He's top 10 in the country back-to-back years in steals. He's 24 years old, six-year player. No one's rattling him. I mean, he's a veteran. And Austin Williams, another transfer, you know, he can get 25 in a game, but he also can defend at an elite level. So those two guys, we cannot get in foul trouble. This has to be a 63-65 possession game. The good news is we're playing in the football stadium. The first four Big Ten games, if you watch them, all eight teams shot below 30% from three. Mm-hmm. We need Ballard to shoot bad. Let's put it on the table. They got four guys that could go for 30. It's a daunting task. They're as good as anybody in the country. But we have to play a certain way to just hang around in the game. And, you know, we have to make shots, and they have to miss shots.
What's life been like in the bubble? How are you keeping your players safe and focused, you know, before Friday's game?
I mean, it's tremendous. I mean, I heard some people were complaining. I mean, this is, for us, put us anywhere, we're going to be happy. you know, it's organized, it's detailed. I think Dan Gavitt at the NCAA has done an unbelievable job. You know, you have 68 teams in one spot. It's not easy to organize, and they've done a phenomenal job. And then we're just watching a lot of film, and we're just keeping them organized and trying to make it fun.
John, are you telling me something special can happen? Because 3 years ago, UMBC pulled off the upset against UVA.
Yes.
Same conference, same kind of juice here. Are you?
And we're Say it now on the show.
Yes, we got Scott Drew in about 90 minutes. Is there a message you would like to say to Scott Drew?
Yeah, I've said a lot of Hail Marys. Please take it easy.
But John,
yeah, I've got on my knees and said, "Please, Lord, don't lose by 40."
Tell me what the game plan is, though, John. Tell me. Obviously, Jared Butler is a star. They do have a lot of guards. They play a different style of basketball. How do you win this game?
Well, Vitals, he's their X factor. You know, watch the Iowa State. I mean, I watched every game. Iowa State game, how does Iowa State hang around? You know, I studied those games. You know, I give Iowa State a lot of credit. They had the best game plan in the Big 12. You know, they gave the one game away. I still don't know how they lost it. But I'll say this, like, it's the 10-10-10 rule. It's the Steve Dunne at Penn rule. You have to make 10 threes. You have to have less than 10 turnovers. And you have to keep them off the offensive glass for less than 10 offensive rebounds. Mm. That's the formula. That's the formula. It's a 10-10-10 game. If you can't do that, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be in trouble. Look, this is one of the two best teams in the tournament. I think them and Gonzaga are the two best teams. So I'm not sitting here and saying, hey, we have to just win the first 4 minutes and then see where we are after the first media timeout.
I'm sure that's not what you're going to deliver to your team, though, right? I mean, you deliver to your team about that idea of believing in that this is the time of year where we talk Correct. About Cinderellas, right? I mean, I imagine you've got a fire and brimstone Correct. Ready for those boys.
I've already done it. If you want to know what, you should mic me up behind the team. You would think we were 32-0.
Wait, John, how have you done it?
Everybody
how up. Have you done it? How have you done it? Because I think this is so intriguing. Right, a 16 versus the one. I've only played against 16 seeds the 3 years I was in the tournament, but I've heard so many incredible stories about how these coaches get their kids ready to compete against the best of the best. How have you done it thus far?
By the way, that low key flex there by Jay.
It's the reality of it.
I've only known the 16 seeds. We've had to play them each year.
Well, Jay, in my opinion, Jay was one of the best guards ever to play college basketball. Jay, I'm not just saying you were ridiculous, but here's the deal. How you do it? Like, if you want to win this game, you have to buy in. Your team has to believe in three or four things that you can't deviate from. You can't have live ball turnovers, okay? You can't shoot quick shots. You have to make them guard you. Mm-hmm. They do some things on their ball screen coverage that you have to exploit. If you don't exploit it, you're not winning. And you can exploit it and still miss the shot. That's the problem. So we're a team, and if you know me at all with my mentality, like I'm not backing down. If I go into the high roller room in Vegas, I'm firing. It doesn't matter. We're going to fire. We're not going to play with scared money. And they are the top two team in the tournament, but we can't go in and play with scared money.
I don't think I've ever heard a coach say,
I love that.
You know, scare money don't make no money.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never heard a coach say that. John, I wish you the best of luck, man. Can you guys go out there and do the best you can? I'm praying for you, man. That's awesome.
I appreciate you. And if you grew up with me, that's my famous line when I played at St. Joe's, which Rashid Bey and Yah Davis, I used to say, scare money never wins. That's my sort of my slogan in my life. You can't back down from anybody. Look, we know who they are. They're the best team, them and Gonzaga. Yeah. We're not going to go down there and come in and, you know, walk around and prance around like squirrels. We're going to go out there like bears and lions and run around and try to attack them. But
dude,
you can't
be great.
If you back down, come on.
Absolutely. Hey, look, this is great for your program regardless. Yeah. And if you could take a piece of them while you're doing it, even better. So. We appreciate you, John. We're rooting for you as well. Let's put down some money on you. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what kind of money we can make. Good luck.
Good luck, John. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you guys. All thank right. you, guys.
Great stuff. It's Friday, 3:30.
Yeah, let's go.
Reminds me of my Salukis, baby. My Salukis with the Elite Eight twice.
Like, see, you got to love that kind of attitude.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Scare
attitude
money.
You've got to have.
Doesn't make money. Let's
we got nothing to lose.
Yeah, the pressure's on them. Right? If they underestimate me, I know I always like kind of throw out my Salukis, but I was there when they went to the Elite Eight two years in a row.
No.
And it's, they didn't care. They didn't have a fear of failure. And anybody can be beat.
And that's what this time of year is all about, the Cinderellas. So always worth watching these games. All right, coming up. So Kendrick Perkins tweeted, free Steph Curry. Then yesterday, he took it one step further. We got to get into that with him. But first, Jay has this from DraftKings.
Yeah, DraftKings. The tournament is finally here. That's right. It starts tomorrow. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy, is celebrating with a $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. $1 million. And when you enter the free DraftKings $1 million survivor pool, you can get a shot at winning $10,000 for every upset through the first two rounds of the tournament. 10K. Get in on all the week's action. Download the DraftKings app and enter code KJZ during sign-up to enter the free $1 million survivor pool. That's code Key for Keyshawn, K for Keyshawn, not Key, J for J Will, Z for Zubin, to enter the DraftKings free $1 million survivor pool. Eligibility restrictions and terms and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Who's not happy right now with where he's playing? Who's really struggling right now with where they're at?
You're going to right or wrong from 2009?
I just want you to think about it. I just want you to think about it.
Are you talking about who I think you're talking about?
Chef?
Yes.
Yes.
Chef. This Kendrick Perkins was the one that
free
did this.
Free Steph. He said it.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bam out of the bayou. I love it.
Bam. I just got a Mr. Jean.
That Bam out of the bayou reminds me of when we used to talk about Eric Bieniemy, and Bart, you would call him
Eric the enemy.
The enemy? You also call Sister Jean Sister Mary Jean. Sister Mary Jane is something different.
Listen,
a different kind of sister. That's
got a little glaucoma. Miss Pearly. Oh, why you keep coming around here, Miss Pearly?
Sister Jean. Big Perk, this is what we're dealing with.
But you know what? We're bringing in Kendrick Perkins. But before we do that, though, it caught our attention, and we talked about it yesterday when Perk tweeted, free Steph Curry. Oh, okay. And we discussed it a little bit. But then he took it a step further on the jump. Listen to this.
And we saw all the joy. We saw the laughter in the All-Star game between him and LeBron James, chest bumping and high-fiving. Hey, look, I'm telling you, right now I don't put nothing past anyone in the NBA. I'm just saying, Pete, I don't put anything could happen when it comes down to the NBA.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised either.
What you talking about?
You had to do this? You had to do this?
What you talking about, Willis?
Perk, Steph to the Lakers with LeBron?
Listen. I don't know this for sure, but I'm just saying, where there's smoke, there's fire, okay? And you know one thing, when a player is having thoughts in his mind of leaving the organization, what's the first thing that he does? He put his house up for sale. That's what Steph did
That's what Steph did this week, right? Yes, he put his house on the market.
He upgraded.
Now, 4 months ago, he did say he 1,000% wants to finish his career with the Warriors. Is that also the kiss of death? Once a player said, I'm not leaving, they end up leaving usually, right?
Like, here's my only thing about this, Alan. I mean, Perk, you know, we talk about this all the time. I've never seen Steph as frustrated as I've seen him this year. Like, I've said it from the beginning. Andrew Wiggins wasn't it. Kelly Oubre wasn't it. I don't know how Klay Thompson is going to come back next year, and I want to root for Klay Thompson, Perk. But all these things factoring into it. If you're Steph, you're saying, I want to win more chips. Can I do that here? That's a legit question.
It is. It is. And you know what's crazy is that people don't realize, yes, Steph put up all the individual numbers. He has all the individual accolades. But Steph is a winner, and Steph wants to win. Steph just turned 33 years old. Like, he's not trying to waste no more of his years not competing or not being in the postseason, not competing to win the championship. So, look, I understand that he didn't sign a contract extension. He had a chance to do it, and there's more money if he waits. But still in all, that still sends another sign to me, another signal that says, you know what? I'm not for sure that I'm going to sign it. I might just test the free agency market. But at the end of the day, the Warriors fans could not be – they can't be mad at Steph if he does decide to leave. I'm not saying he is, but if he do decide to leave, who could be mad at him?
Yep.
But running to play with LeBron, I think, would be blasphemous.
You know why? I mean, James Harden came to play with KD.
But still, like, this is like him running. But this is different, right? This is Steph.
Ring,
Steph got his, right?
Yeah.
You know, for me, you know, when you think about Steph, I think that you see how tight him and Klay is. I think he tries to at least run it back 1 year to see what type of player that Klay is coming back, and they can kind of figure out how to get out some of those bad contracts. Do you think the window is closed for them? Has the rest of the West caught up to the Clippers because they play the same style of basketball that they do?
Yeah, I just don't see anything. I don't see anyone coming in that's going to move the needle that's going to help them. And we don't know how Klay is going to come back off the Achilles injury. And I don't think Steph has time to wait. I mean, we watching Draymond, and you know Draymond is Draymond, right? He's a guy that's going to go out there and facilitate the offense. He's going to rebound the ball. But he hasn't been scoring the ball like the Draymond we used to see 3 or 4 years ago where he was capable of putting up 30 in one night in a big game and, you know, helping Steph carry the load. So, I mean, to me, if LeBron was still in Cleveland and Steph left Golden State to go to Cleveland and play with LeBron, that's one thing. But he's with the Lakers, one of the most historical franchises in sports. He might want to just go play for the Lakers. It has something to do with LeBron being there, but going to play for the Lakers, like, I mean, that's still in the LA, in LA, Los Angeles. I mean, you know, you never know.
That is definitely something that would shake the league, no doubt about it. And I guess that's why we can't wrap our heads around it. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline. Kendrick Perkins joining us here on the Goodyear Hotline. J. Will, Bart Scott, Alan Hahn. So from one MVP to a candidate for MVP, I want to ask you about Joel Embiid. And we all saw the injury. And I know I've had two ACLs. I saw that and thought, ACL, like, that's it. And the fact that it's a bone bruise in 2 weeks is good news. But still coming back to play, dealing with that in the midst of where they are as the number one team in the East, could this affect his ability to finish the deal and get the MVP this season, Perk?
No, I don't believe so. I think, you know, that he's done enough already that him being out 2 or 3 weeks is not going to affect it, because I think he's going to come back and he's going to still pick up where he left off at. It's a different culture now. You have Doc Rivers. You have Dave Yoga over there. You have Sam Cassell. And the great thing about it, the best thing, you have Danny Green. And now Joel Embiid has a veteran leader. Yes, I'm saying it. And Dwight Howard. No, I mean, we talk about how LeBron James took good care of his body, but Dwight Howard is playing a major role as far as why Joel Embiid is in great shape. Look at Dwight Howard. Like, we don't give him enough credit.
It's true.
I mean, his body looks phenomenal right now.
Perk, I'm with you, but doesn't that concern you about Joel Embiid? Every year, this year in particular, his condition has been off the charts. He has a mentality we wanted to see. But, like, there was always a part of me, I'm like, just wait. I feel like there's a part of me, just wait.
Waiting for the shoe to drop.
I'm waiting for it.
What?
I'm waiting for it. And that's what I get worried about with him long term, man, every time.
Yeah, I mean, it is a concern, but, I mean, it's different now. I feel like it's different. I feel like he has matured. I think that he's going to take – I think he's going to get back right. I think he's going to come back on the court and pick up where he left off. I just believe that. I think he's on a mission right now, and he's extremely focused. And, again, he has great leadership around him and people around him that's going to hold him accountable.
Certainly would love to see it happen. And you know what else I'd love to see happen, Perk? That you would one day say, you know, I think Steph Curry would be a great fit in New York with the Knicks. Can you just do that one time for me?
Nah. Even though, look, I love the direction the Knicks are going in, but, I mean, you know, Steph going to New York right now, that's not it. The Knicks are still about 8 years away to even.
You know, damn, 8 years away.
And that's where we're going to have to let you go. Away. We're just going to have to let you go then. Perk, always great to catch up with you, my man. Thank you so much. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting small businesses with specialized coverage for commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com.
Allen going to cry during the break.
I need a hug. I need a hug. Seahawks not trading Russell Wilson at this time. Is there significance to that last part of the sentence? We'll get to that after Jay gives you some straight talk.
Yeah, we appreciate Perk giving us some straight talk.
Yeah.
Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it, right? So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, do yourself a favor. Just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Hey, it's Greeny and Wednesday. We're all over NFL free agency, plus Ray Allen talking March Madness and more. It's me, Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Bart Scott and Alan Hahn kicking it with Jay today. And as we talked about the Russell Wilson story, the Bears, everything else, Adam Schefter's joining us, ESPN, senior NFL insider. So, Shefty, in the reporting, you said something that caught everybody's attention. The Bears were told the Seahawks are not trading Wilson at this time. Of course, we're all focusing on those last three words. Are they significant, and what would it take to get Seattle to say, instead of not at this time, to, sure, this is the time?
Well, they are significant, and again, the Bears made aggressive efforts to try to trade for Russell Wilson. And I'm not going to say that the Seahawks are not trading Russell Wilson, because they might trade Russell Wilson, but they're not trading him at this time. And that's why I included those words. I don't know if they're going to change their mind before or right during the draft. And I'll say this, and I've been saying this all along. If you're the Seahawks and you're trading Russell Wilson, don't you want to know the quarterback that you're getting back? Don't you want to know everything you can about him? And if you're targeting one of these quarterbacks in the draft that you've identified as a potential replacement for a great future Hall of Fame quarterback like Russell Wilson, don't you want to do a lot of work on him? And are these GMs where they want to be on all these quarterbacks in the upcoming draft when there's been no combine, when there's been a lack of college games over the last year, when there haven't been a lot of in-person visits? Are the GMs where they want to be? No. So is John Schneider fully comfortable with Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, whoever else it might be in the upcoming draft? I don't think so. Might he be a month from now? Maybe. Does that mean he'll trade Russell Wilson for one of them? Who knows? But right now, he's not ready. And no matter what the Bears are offering, they weren't going to do it. And part of the problem is the Bears are sitting there without a quarterback on their roster to trade to Seattle in return, with a 20th overall pick in the draft, which is not going to get them one of the top-rated quarterbacks. So if you're trading Russell Wilson and you can't be assured of getting back a quarterback that you love to replace him, why are you doing that deal right now? You're not. And so the Bears moved on.
So let's talk about what's next, Shefty. So the Bears sign Andy Dalton. Ryan Fitzpatrick signs with the Washington football team. What's next with this QB carousel, in particular the Jets and Sam Darnold?
Well, I would just say this, Jay. Again, you mentioned Ryan Fitzpatrick, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor went to the Houston Texans. Jacoby Brissett went to the Miami Dolphins. So we've seen four quarterback moves, essentially, in the last 24 hours. That's a lot of quarterback movement in one day. And imagine that there will be more. Now, the Jets, they're not in any rush to deal Sam Darnold, and maybe they won't ultimately deal Sam Darnold. But there are some teams out there that still have not addressed the quarterback the way that they were hoping to this offseason, like the Denver Broncos, like the Carolina Panthers. People have wondered about the 49ers and what they're going to do. So there are teams out there that are still waiting to make a move, and we'll see what they do. But the Jets are not rushing to deal Sam Darnold today unless they got an offer that they couldn't turn down. And so far, nobody's made that right now.
Well, when you think about it, we have two franchise quarterbacks that we know that are upset at their franchise and want to be dealt or possibly want to be dealt. How will they be pitted against each other when you think about the compensation for Deshaun Watson versus the compensation for Russell Wilson? You know, at what point will teams try and balance out and see which one they can get the best deal for, because they're both franchise guys?
Well, what I would say to that, Bart, is this, that teams love both quarterbacks. So Chicago would have given anything to get either one, and it couldn't get either one. Who else is in there? All these teams we've mentioned that haven't addressed the quarterback, Carolina, Denver. We've heard about San Francisco, even though the 49ers continue to insist that Jimmy Garoppolo will be there. There are teams with quarterback questions. Some, like the 49ers, are not going to trade for Russell Wilson. Seahawks are not going to do that. So maybe if Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans, something changes, maybe the 49ers could be in the mix there. Who knows? So every situation is different. I think that teams would be happy if they could pry loose one of them. I don't think that they're prioritizing one over the other. Every situation and circumstance is different. Carolina would love to have Deshaun Watson. Russell Wilson didn't list the Panthers, so they're a Deshaun Watson team if that ever happened, which it's not happening right now. Again, the Denver Broncos, I'm sure they'd love Deshaun Watson. I'm sure they love Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson didn't list the Denver Broncos as one of the teams that he'd approve a trade to, so maybe they're more Deshaun Watson. But that's along the lines that it breaks down.
Shefty, let's go to New York for a minute. The Giants re-signed Leonard Williams, 3 years, ooh, $63 million, 45 fully guaranteed. Bart's reacting setting as he is market right now. But they've been notably quiet. I know it's early, but they've been notably quiet so far. What else can we expect from Big Blue in this offseason?
Well, first of all, we're 2 days in to free agency. So when you say they're noticeably quiet over, 48 hours when teams are paying Saks prices for free agents that after today will be Filene's basement prices? I mean, so again, I wouldn't get too worked up in that. Now, I will say this, that the Giants were in on other players, and it just didn't work out their way. They were making calls. They were making attempts, and the bidding on some of these players got to points that they were not comfortable at. And so they moved on, basically. And they didn't get what they wanted so far. That doesn't mean they're not going to come away with teams. I spoke to one GM on Monday, and I said, hey, what are you doing? He said, I'm in college meetings right now. I said, whoa, the first day of free agency, you're in college meetings? And he said, yeah, I'm not getting involved today. Today's the day for suckers.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now tell me this. Bill Belichick's out there spending money like Richard Pryor and Brewster's millions. like what is this signal, and what is he trying to do? Is he trying to build the best team around Cam Newton, or is he trying to build a team for a young quarterback to come in and be able to have weapons around to support him?
Well, bro, I think it's an acknowledgement on a lot of levels. I think it's a acknowledgement of the fact that they have not drafted well in recent years. It's an acknowledgement that the roster had major holes and weaknesses. It's an acknowledgement that the team was not particularly good. And it's an acknowledgement that they didn't enjoy last year and are vowing and insisting not to have to go through another year where they fall short of the playoffs. Plus, they were always targeting this year in a situation. They were always targeting this year as a situation where they basically were going to spend in free agency. And that's exactly what they did.
Shefty, thank you so much. See, you got to probably.
Can you tell us who that is? Can you tell us who that is?
There's something breaking.
Yeah, you got breaking news
break
for us?
What happened, Shefty?
Yeah, we got. Hold on.
Better not be Grubhub.
Ready? Right,
let him talk.
Hold on. It's not really a big deal, but.
Okay. Grubhub breakfast order.
It's a small deal.
You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, we'll get it done in time. Hold on, Jay. Give me 1 second. Okay, looks like veteran running back.
Williams?
Veteran running back Lamar Miller is returning to the Washington football team on a one-year deal.
Okay, oh, wow. All right, Shefty.
Breaking news,
to break,
baby.
Shefty,
let's go.
Nobody breaks the news like Shefty.
On the show.
Watch Shefty cook, baby.